Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 10th day of the month of Nisan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family. We wish them a mazel tov on twins were born recently and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Karish, who is the Executive Director of the OU Department of Community Projects and Planning, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Karish slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, with their chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. No one has guest hosted this program in my place more than Rabbi Karish, so he has sat in both seats. It is extremely exciting to have him back on the call today, and I truly appreciate him being here with us. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Karish.
Thank you very much, Naftali. As always, a pleasure to work closely with you and wishing you and your family a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. To all of you from around the globe, I wanted to share with you something I learned a number of years ago in the Maharal Prague, a beautiful commentary on something which is, halachically speaking, from a Jewish legal perspective, standout and unique. If you look in the Monei HaMitzvos, in the books of those who count the 613 commandments, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the 21st biblical commandment within the Torah is specifically to read the Haggadah. Quoting his language, and I'll translate, the mitzvah is called Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a commandment to tell a story. It's a commandment, effectively, to read a book, something that tells about our past. And he explains that the reason why we have to do this is because ulahalel ulishabeach Hashem Yisbarach, to give praise and to give honor to Hashem al kol hanisim she'asa lanu sham, for all of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And in fact, the Gemara in Pesachim speaks about the need for this to be done in a question-answer format with a unique pedagogy to make sure that we're engaging and that we're passing on our Mesorah, our tradition, to the next generation. But the Maharal Prague is bothered by that. This doesn't make any sense. You're going to have, just imagine, a high school child, you know, he says, wow, you know, mommy did a great job turning on the oven and scrambling eggs. It's like a strange type of compliment, because, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do what he did. He doesn't need our compliment. He's fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time and above our comprehension of everything. The difference between Adam and Behemah, between man and animal, as it relates to God, is nothing. It's a difference of the thinnest film. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God is so great and capable that the compliments are like, seriously, like, you didn't think I could have pulled that off. You see us Mitzrayim. I created the whole world. Of course I could do it. And quoting a pasuk from Tehillim, the Maharal Prague writes, Mi Yemalel Gvuros Hashem, who is the one who could even speak about the Gvuros of Hashem, who could speak about the great things that Hashem has done? Nobody. It's a rhetorical question. No one can give proper and appropriate praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not possible. There's no way. It comes off as just short-sighted and incapable of reaching his ears. It doesn't make any sense. So what, in essence, what is this mitzvah all about? Our commandment to sit at the table this coming weekend, to make sure that we've passed on our tradition. What, in fact, is the commandment if it's all about appreciation? If what we're doing is saying thank you, lahalelu, l'shabech, Hashem Yisbarach, for all the miracles, to thank Hashem, well, we can't thank Hashem. It's not possible. So the Maharal explains, and I'll just use a modern-day mashal to explain what the Maharal says. You're absolutely right. It's impossible to be able to say thank you to the creator of the world. You're not really, really able to do that because it doesn't work. Because, of course, it's so obvious, pshita, as we say in Gemara, so obvious that obviously Hashem can do anything. He doesn't need our thanks. So the Maharal writes, and again, just a modern day mashal, when you're teaching a child how to tie their shoes, so you teach them first one string over the other and you pull tight, and then bunny ears, and you wrap one of the bunny ears around the other underneath and you pull tight. Now for the child who's 3 years old, 4 years old, learning to tie their shoes, by them, that's mispael. They can't even fathom such a thing. They're learning how to do something that mommy and Abba can do, that my parents can do. It's next level for them. As it relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it relates to Hashem, we are but a child sitting in his lap, Kaviyachol. We are incapable of fathoming anything he does. But when we're given a glimpse, when we're given just a little bit of insight of what he can do, wow, I can tell you, Mia Malog Verus Hashem, that's amazing. Thank you so much for what you've done for me. And this is the lens through which we're supposed to be looking at the Haggadah. And more deeply, this is the lens through which we're supposed to be educating our children. They're supposed to recognize and say thank you for the things that they get and the things that they hope for. And that is what we're doing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a little child. Wow, I can't even understand a little bit, Hashem. I'm so thankful for everything that you've done. And it's not being done in a way which is pandering. It's only being done in a way of appreciation and saying, without you, where would I be? I hope that for each of you and for all of you from across the world, wherever you are located for Pesach, that it will be a holiday where we look back and appreciate that which we have, where we're thankful for that which we've been given, and we're hopeful for yet a brighter future. We're going to continue with three chapters of Psalms, three Prakim of Tehillim, and we'll begin with Perek Kaf Gimel 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binos Desha Yarbitzeini, Almei Minuchos Yenahaleini, Nafshi Yeshoved, Yancheini V'Maglei Tzedek L'Ma'an Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech V'Geis Almaves, Lo Yirara Ki Atayim Adi, Shivtecha Mishantecha, Hema Yenachamuni, Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged zoreroi, Vishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi revayo, Ach tov avachesed, yirdufuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti v'veis Adonai le'orech yamin. Switching now to chapter 121, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lamaalos, asoyinai al heharim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri, me'im Adonoi, osei shamayim va'oret. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Inei lo yanum ve'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonoi shomerecha. Adonai tilecha yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach ba-loilo. Adonai yishmorecha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teisecha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Switching now to chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-ma'alos mima'amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli, tihyana oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Imavonos tishmorya Adonai mi'amod. Ki imecha selicha l'ma'an etivarei. Kiviti Adonai, kivita nafshi, v'libaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, v'harveim ofidus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosov. a prayer for those who are ill. Please feel free to insert the name when I pause. Mishaberach Avosein Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo, U'Yivarech V'Yirapeh Et HaCholim. Ba'avur Shana Mispalalim Ba'avuram, Bizchazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, L'Hachalim Amu L'Raposom, U'Hachazikam L'Hachayosam, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איברים ולכל גידיהם בסוף שאר חולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתא בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. And we'll conclude with the אחינו, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה. ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבו לגאולה, השתא בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Karish. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova for good. And may the Rabbonei Sheolam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow. On Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Derek Gorman, Regional Director of NCSY West Coast, with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.